I hate being late, and on this particular day, I was way behind schedule. A meeting had gone on and on and on, and by the time I left work, I'd already missed my usual train. You know, when my schedule is interrupted, I find it almost unbearably frustrating. I had to wait on the platform for 20 minutes before the next train arrived, and of course it was packed. As I squeezed on board, I already knew there wasn't a single free seat. Despite the fact that standing passengers filled every available space, more and more commuters forced themselves aboard at each stop. The press of people was so solid that my face was jammed against a young guy's backpack. To make matters worse, it was the middle of summer, and the unrelenting bake of the sun was brutal. Naturally, the train's air conditioning wasn't working, or maybe it was turned off, or maybe I'd simply died and gone to hell. The heat and humidity in the sweltering carriage was bad, but the stench of bodies, that odorous reek of a million sweat glands, was overpowering. I tried breathing through my mouth, but that actually made matters worse. I was certain I could taste the mingled body odor of my fellow passengers. When the train left the city and entered the suburbs, people began exiting at each stop, and slowly, I was able to reclaim my personal space. Until eventually, hallelujah! I nabbed myself a seat. It was my turn to pick up Sebastian from daycare, and I needed to let them know I was running late. I had their number on speed dial, and I punched the button on my phone. The phone at the daycare center rang twice before it was answered. "Hello," a voice said, and then nothing. I took the phone from my ear and stared at the black, dead screen. I couldn't remember the last time I charged the bloody thing. Not that there was anything to worry about, and Sebastian would be fine. My wife and I had spent weeks investigating daycare centres before enrolling Sebastian at Happy Kids. It was expensive, but had an outstanding reputation for nurturing gifted children. And Jenny was absolutely certain Sebastian was gifted. I wasn't so convinced, but I kept my suspicions to myself. One good thing about Happy Kids is the professionalism of the staff. They're a competent, patient group of carers, and I knew they'd keep Sebastian entertained until I arrived. After all, I was only, 30 minutes late? The train trundled through the suburbs, disgorging streams of wilted accountants, office managers, and financial controllers at every stop. Eventually, I was able to take over an entire seat. I pulled the newspaper from my briefcase, extracted a pen from my top pocket, and waded right into the cryptic crossword. I was making some very satisfying progress until I hit 7 down. Someone beyond criticism raced wildly in a boat. There was an anagram in there, obviously, but I just couldn't see the answer. As I struggled with the clue, my instincts alerted me to my approaching stop. I looked out the window and saw I was right on the money. I folded the newspaper, threw it into my briefcase, and stood ready to exit. When the doors opened, about 50 passengers alighted from all along the train. I walked quickly along the platform, racing to pick up Sebastian. I had my head down to avoid eye contact with any locals I might know. It was then that I heard a child crying. The sound was so familiar it stopped me in my tracks. I looked up from my feet, and coming through the crowd was a tall, thin man wearing an overcoat despite the hot day. He was unshaven with black, lank hair. An unlit cigarette was stuck behind his ear. He was leading a young, crying boy by the hand. The boy was following meekly, but had red eyes and snot running down his face, and the boy was Sebastian. My Sebastian. I simply couldn't process what I was seeing. There was my son, wearing his favorite Thomas the Tank Engine t-shirt, holding hands with a stranger about to board a train. Simply didn't make any sense. I tried again. Sebastian wasn't at Happy Kids preschool. He was holding hands with this seedy-looking man who was taking him on a train journey to somewhere. Nope. I attempted to understand what I was seeing one more time. My 3-year-old son was about to be whisked away on a train by a grungy freak who looked like he belonged in prison. Alarms went off in my head and heart. Sebastian, I said. Sebastian looked up and saw me standing on the platform. Daddy, he screamed. My son tried to yank his hand from the grasp of the stranger, but the man held tight. "Ow, my fingers!" Sebastian yelled. As Sebastian struggled, the man peered down the platform and saw me standing there. For a moment, our eyes met, and time stopped. Then the man grinned and let go of Sebastian's hand. My boy raced towards me as the man stepped onto the train. I bent down as my son launched himself into my embrace. Sebastian buried his head in my neck, sobbing uncontrollably. I had a million questions for him. "Are you all right? Who was that man? Where were you going?" But my son was completely incapable of answering. His arms squeezed my neck while sobs racked his little body. I finally came to my senses. I picked up Sebastian with one arm and marched along the platform. I could see the carriage where the man had stepped aboard the train. Adrenaline, fear, and outrage were pushing all my dials into the red. I was more than angry. I was volcanically furious. I felt barely in control. I was going to confront this strange-looking man, and there better be some pretty fucking good answers to my questions, or some serious shit was gonna go down. Just as I reached his carriage, the door shut, the whistle sounded, and the train gave a lurch. Through the glass panel in the door, I could see the skinny guy standing there staring at me. The bastard was close enough for me to notice a small teardrop tattooed under his right eye. The man stared blankly at me while I bashed on the window. As the train pulled away from the station, he dropped a wink and gave me a small smile. "Stop," I yelled. "That man, wait, please, stop the train!"